Hi, and welcome to Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I'm Jay Thomas, and back with a couple of friends of mine that have been here year after year, and it's great to see them again this year. And I know why they're here. It's because it's tax time coming up. So we've got Catherine Strutt, the General Manager of Saskatchewan Pension Plan, here with us. Hi, Catherine. Great to have you back.
Great to be here, Jay. Thank you.
And we've got the Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees of the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, Paul Jasper. And we're going to talk to Paul probably in the second half of the show here and find out what he has to say. Let's start with this, Catherine. For anybody who hasn't heard of the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, give us a little bit of a history and tell us about what SPP has been up to lately.
You betcha. So we started in 1986 as a way to help people save for their retirement, especially those who do not have a pension plan at work. By pooling funds, we give members access to high-quality investments at a low fee, something that's often only available to people that have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We have over 33,000 members, and we manage over $600 million of member funds. And with that, we've grown to be the 22nd largest defined contribution plan in Canada. So right here from Saskatchewan.
Well, I think about how many there probably are. That's an impressive feat, yeah. Right? Sure.
We have the change to the maximum contribution level, which is $6,300 for 2020, and that's indexed every year.
Oh, okay.
And more on that later. We have two investment funds for active members. We have a balanced fund and a diversified income fund. The balanced fund is the original fund that started in 86, and it's invested in a combination of Canadian, U.S. and non-North American equities and Canadian bonds, Canadian real estate, and infrastructure. And the diversified income fund was started as a short-term fund 10 years ago and invests in a combination of short-term bonds, mortgages, and high-yield investments. The objective is to provide members with an investment option that delivers low-risk returns through investing in diversified sources of income. So that's new. And it's available to anybody between the ages of 18 and 71.
Okay. If you're just joining us, this is Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I'm Jay Thomas with Catherine Strutt and Paul Jasper, and they are from Saskatchewan Pension Plan. If you're wondering why we're telling you about SAS Pension Plan, of course, it's tax time. And one of the ways you can change your situation with your taxes is to invest. So how does Saskatchewan Pension Plan fit into retirement savings strategies for people here in Saskatchewan?
Well, we believe that everybody should have an opportunity to join a pension plan. We know that financial stress hits people at all income levels, and we believe SPP gives everyone an opportunity to save and be part of a pension plan. It's very simple to use, easy to understand, and will give people added options as they head into their retirement. The easiest way is to save off a paycheck. You know, you don't mm-hmm. see it, you don't spend it. Mm-hmm. Or to set up an automatic debit through either SPP or through your financial institution. Because a big part of saving is to pay yourself first. If you don't see it, you don't miss it. Plus, use the power of compound earnings or compound interest to see small amounts add up over time. Obviously, the more you put in, the more you get out at the end. But even small amounts over time add up significantly. And I think sometimes people think they need to have a whole bunch to save. They don't. They just need to be systematic about it, is the tried and true method.
Right. I mean, so it does two things. It saves the retirement, like you said, and it costs you less right now. You actually pay less taxes, you know, coming up this spring, which is always great. So with it being that season right now, is it busy around Saskatchewan Pension Plan? How's things going there?
Yes, a lot of people are looking at their taxes now and saying, well, what can I do? Can I make my RSP contribution? A lot of people are doing it systematically through the year.
Yep.
But we do get a lot of people that are looking at it right now. So if you call our toll-free line, you'll get a very knowledgeable person at the other end to answer your questions. And you can access our website 24/7. So they're also, members are enjoying the benefit of our secure member portal called MySPP, where you can sign up through our website, and then through that you can see your account balance, your personal information, you can download your tax slips or see your statements. So it's been very popular with people. And I encourage people to check out our website. We've just relaunched an upgrade to our website just a couple of weeks ago. So people, if they're on regularly, will notice some changes.
Okay, so what's the website address?
The website address is saspension.com. Really easy to remember.
Okay, and we can also call the office too directly. What's the number we call?
You call 1-800-667-7153.
If you're just joining us, this is Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. And we've got Saskatchewan Pension Plan here with Catherine Strutt, who's the general manager, and Paul Jasper, the vice chair of the Board of Trustees. Now, Saskatchewan Pension Plan is technically a voluntary retirement savings plan. So how is that different from other products that are out there in the market?
Well, we call ourselves a pure pension plan, and that's what sets us apart. Members get access to top investment managers, regardless of how much they contribute or how much they have in their account. And because all members' accounts are pooled for investment, they also get these services for a very low fee. We offer our annuities to members, and they can, and coming in 2020, we'll also have a RIF type of investment called a variable benefit. It's voluntary, so members can contribute on their own schedule. They're not locked into doing it on, although regular makes sense, they're
sure.
not locked into regular.
So if something comes up in your life that, you know, you have to pause for a second, right?
Exactly.
You can do that if you need to.
Right. And they can also voluntarily transfer in up to $10,000 per year from another RSP. So
oh.
there's lots of features and benefits that members can then take and say, this is the schedule that makes sense for me. This is how much I'm going to contribute. And they can top up or stop. And it's really, they can make it fit their own circumstances.
Now that's for, say, the individual. But I know that when people are looking, say, for a new career, they're job hunting, something like that, they're often looking for a place to work that provides a pension plan. But you guys actually have options for employers as well.
Exactly. And there's research that says people are looking for a pension plan even before they're looking for a raise.
Mm.
So it's really an important employee benefit. And a lot of people, it used to be that only large businesses could afford to offer a pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
But now through the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, really anybody can, because you can a business owner can offer this as part of their benefit package. It's all voluntary. We handle all the administration. And it means that it puts them on a level playing field with some of their larger competitors, where they're able to reward their key employees, or reward all their employees, retain and attract. And it's a really good part of a small business, especially a small business benefit package.
And a business can choose to contribute or not contribute as well, right?
Exactly. And the business owner can also be part of the plan.
Exactly. Now, speaking of how much, you know, they contribute or do not, let's just go over some of those numbers really quick. How much can you contribute as an employer or just as an individual again?
So the money belongs to the employee, to the individual.
Right.
So whether the business contributes or not, the limit is $6,300, and it's based on the member's available RSP room.
Okay.
So businesses are not required to contribute, but if they do, the $6,300 total is what it is. And that's indexed, and that will increase then every January.
Right. And then there's the transfer number too, right?
Yes, $10,000 per calendar year can come in from another RSP.
Another RSP.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a big question. What kind of return do we get on the Saskatchewan Pension Plan? Because we want to know that we're also, like you said, growing our savings, right?
Exactly. It's really important to pay attention to returns and fees. So people following the market will know that we came off a low in early January of 2019, had a couple of hiccups throughout the year, but ended strongly with a 14% return. We've had a strong run over these past 10 years, and many analysts are projecting a correction. They're just not sure when that will happen. So this highlights the importance of systematic investing versus market timing. So after admin expenses, we return 14% to members in the balance fund and 1.8% to members in the short-term fund. So right there, you can see the different risk return profile of those two funds.
Mm-hmm.
Our 5-year return in the balance fund is 6.8%, 10-year return of 7.5%, and since inception, so since 1986, 8%. All of this return information is on our website as well.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of which, that is a place where you can actually go get more information. But if there's people who haven't made their RSP contribution yet, you know, you can set this up with Saskatchewan Pension Plan to be deducted every paycheck or once a month or whatever kind of schedule you want. But then there are people who definitely choose to invest at the end of the year, you know, just different preferences. If you haven't made your contribution yet, what's the deadline?
The deadline this year is March 2nd for 2020, and that's because the leap year and the holiday, so it's the first Monday of March. It's really important, March 2nd, 2020.
So it's coming up quick here. Where can people buy Saskatchewan Pension Plan? Where do they start?
So contributions can be made through internet banking, by check to our office, or by credit card, either online or by phone. For those in or around Saskatoon, we have an office in the Norplets Business Center, and you can call our office for more details on that. If they prefer to do by check, because there are still people that pay by check, I want to remind them that the check has to be received in our office by March 2nd, so be mindful of mailing time. And again, I would just encourage people to check out our website. Lots of information, including how to join, how to contribute. There's transfer forms, investment fun facts. And one thing I'd like to plug for that is what we call our wealth calculator. If people would like to see the power of compound earnings, use the wealth calculator. It's amazing to show how systematic investing or how it adds to your retirement savings by using that tool.
Some pretty impressive numbers. Okay, so we can find the website at
saspension.com.
Okay, we can start there. Let's take a quick break. We're going to talk to Paul Jasper as soon as we get back. Saskatchewan Pension Plan on Talk to the Experts on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.